On today's podcast, we're talking all about Apple and their most recent announcement of Apple Intelligence and revealing some more of those features, some of the disappointment felt, and then also I'm gonna give it a little positive spin at the end here too. But before we get into all that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive video where we break down how we're using AI in our own businesses. We post it on a school community for paid subscribers. It's $19 a month. We have over 50 videos. And this week, we're breaking down ChatGPT Operator, you know, the $200 AI agent that takes control of a virtual private machine from OpenAI. I've been using it all week to do a bunch of really interesting tasks. And I found some very interesting things that I think make this a really incredible tool, probably for the first time. I've tried this in the past a number of months ago. It was not good enough. They've just added their reasoning model to power it. And I think it's officially good enough to use. So if you're interested in some of the techniques that I am using it for, go check out our school community. If you don't want to have to pay $200 to try ChatGPT Operator, go watch my video and that will give you a better idea of if this is useful for you. But a very powerful tool. I'm really excited about it. All right, let's get into everything going on with Apple. Jamie, did you watch the keynote or did you just watch the highlights? Because I find myself not watching the keynotes anymore. And I used to really like them.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch the whole keynote, but I did watch a 5-minute clip about Apple Intelligence and some of the features and stuff. So I'm pretty familiar with some of the features. You know, what are your initial thoughts about it?
So, I mean, initially, I'm disappointed that the new AI Siri obviously wasn't announced, but like this isn't a new disappointment. They announced it back in March that it was going to be delayed. They did mention it though today, which I was like sort of disappointed about. They were like, they said something along the lines of like, it's taking longer than we think. We're not going to have anything new on that till like next year. And I was like, oh, no, we're a year delayed. Come on, next year. They announced it was going to be delayed in March. The thing that I'm disappointed, and we're not just going to crap on Apple the whole time. They did a couple cool things with AI that we'll also highlight. But the thing that I'm disappointed about with that is I have a whole bunch of friends that bought the newest iPhone because it was like the Apple Intelligence iPhone. And they're all like complaining to me. They're like, hey, like you're the AI guy. Like, why does my iPhone just kick me to ChatGPT every time I ask it a question? Like Siri doesn't do anything itself. It's definitely not Apple Intelligence. I'm like, I don't know, man. So yeah, I had heard that
some people were trying to sue Apple about that too, which is kind of silly, but
that's funny.
I could see reasonably being upset about that. Anyways, keep going.
Yeah, I mean, a lawsuit over your iPhone, but I like false advertising. Surely there's something they can do. I don't know. It is pretty sus. It's not definitely not my favorite. It's not my favorite tactic. And so I think at the end of the day, it kind of underlines like something we see in the whole industry where people announce something and then it gets delayed. Inevitably, like OpenAI's Sora model took forever. And I actually would prefer someone release something that's not fully perfect, but it's still usable and interesting than just like delay something for a million years. Case in point being OpenAI Sora or Operator are not perfect tools, but they're actually really good for a lot of people. And there's a big chunk of people that can like 100% make do with them. So I think at the end of the day, you're way better off being able to access something at all. Okay, so enough about being disappointed about Siri. What did Apple actually release that was interesting? There's a couple things that I would be curious your take on. Jamie, did you see the AI workout buddy that they made?
No, I didn't.
Essentially it's just with your Apple Watch, they have an AI companion workout buddy, whatever. But it's pretty much like your Apple Watch talks to you. And so it's got a voice, kind of like Siri, whatever, but it keeps track of all of your data. It's linked into your Apple Health. And so, yeah, it like talks to you and it's like, oh, you need to do X, Y, and Z. You need to focus on this. You need to do this. Have you done this? Like, you got this. Yeah, whatever. And motivational stuff. So I thought that was kind of cool. Definitely useful. I wish it was integrated in all of Siri, but it is cool to see they have that. Did you see the Genmoji update?
I did. Yeah. I thought that was, you know, it's one of those things where it's kind of silly, but it could be fun to use, you know, make your own emojis with a command. You know, one of the things I was excited about was the writing tools feature that they have. So basically you could just type out a random, you know, incoherent sentence and say, can you make this sound more professional? You know, as if you're typing a message like for an email, you know, if you want to email your boss, you could basically type out what you want to say and then have it correct you and turn it into a more professional email. So I feel like that, you know, at first glance is like, well, we've been able to do that with ChatGPT forever, but the fact that it's integrated into your phone, I think is really useful. And so I do think, even though, you know, a lot of these features that they released were pretty basic, I think having them integrated with a tool with your phone that you use every single day, all day, I think it will actually be nice to have, as opposed to having to open up ChatGPT and kind of slow down your workflow.
I thought that one was actually very useful. So that was a good one that I was not upset about. Do you use the Mail app on your iPhone, or do you just use a Gmail app, out of curiosity?
I just do Gmail, but
yeah, same with me. So I think people that are using the Mail app are probably going to find this useful. A lot of people, I think, just use the Gmail app, and Gmail already has, I think, even better versions of this built in. So a lot of people are using that. One other thing. Okay, well, first of all, I got to say that I did make a post on LinkedIn about the Genmoji thing, and the title is, "Am I the Only One Who Thinks That Steve Jobs Is Rolling Over in His Grave?" I thought it was pretty dumb, if I'm being 100% honest. You essentially can make new emojis by combining emojis and making prompts. So the example they gave is like, you're having a karaoke night, so you have an emoji of a girl, an emoji of a microphone, and then you say, add a sequin jacket, and it makes like this animated girl with a sequin jacket and a microphone for karaoke night. Personally, I just think it's kind of dumb. Like, I don't really care about new emojis. I just want an Apple AI Siri. Okay, so is that too much to ask for an AI agent that runs on my phone and does everything I want? Come on, Apple. But the one that you mentioned, the writing tool, was cool. The other one that I thought was cool was live translations. So for iMessage, I thought it was amazing. Essentially, if you send a message to someone on iMessage in another language, it will automatically translate it for you. This is cool. To be fair, do we need AI to do that? Like, Google's been doing that with Google search results and websites for like 10 years. So whatever. The other one that was interesting was FaceTime. They also do live translations of FaceTime. So if you're talking to someone in another language, they'll have the transcripts translated live, like right above their head, typing them out. Thoughts on this. One, very cool and actually probably quite useful. You still do have to read it. And 11 Labs does have an API that like any random startup could literally use to do the same feature, except it clones the person's voice and then talks back to them in the same language in that voice. So it's cool, but like ChatGPT and 11 Labs both have the technology to actually make a video call face to face that's live translated in that person's voice. And so I think that, I don't know, to me that kind of like kills some of the glamour on this tool or feature, because it's useful for sure, but there's other tools that make it that do it. Does that mean that those other tools have massive video call user bases? No, they don't. So iMessage is the winner because it has so many people that use it. But I think the moment you see something like Google Meets, which Google Meets announced that they're doing this at their Google I/O conference, and so I actually think it's probably live for paying Google Meets people already. And I think at the end of the day, you're going to just see everyone use a tool like that because it's so much better.
Yeah. What's your take on why they didn't kind of go for it and do a ton of AI features? Is it because, are they worried about, you know, latency, do they want to try to get it all on, like, processed on the actual phone, or like run the model off each individual phone? Or is it like, why is it so basic, I guess, in your thoughts?
That could be like an excuse they use. At the end of the day, though, giving them their flowers, they do have an on-device AI model and developers have access to it. So you're going to see a lot of apps that actually can tap in and use it, meaning your iPhone can be running its own AI model. This is very cool because essentially that means it's totally secure. No prompt, nothing you talk to it about or ask it questions about go to some server or cloud where it can get leaked or stolen or whatever. So if you're asking your own personal medical health questions or information in there, you're not worried about that leaked. So I think the security aspect is very cool. And then, of course, the connectivity aspect. You don't have to have internet connection. You can run it all right on your phone. You don't have to pay API costs to any company. It's all right there on your phone. So I think that's very cool. And Apple has their own in-house tool. Now, they haven't really... If I'm being 100% honest, I think the reason that Apple hasn't rolled this out as their own standalone tool is because it's probably not the best. Like, they probably get kind of smoked on response quality from OpenAI or from Grok or from Google Gemini, 2.5 Pro. And so, like, I don't think they can actually compete there, but it doesn't matter. Like, you don't have to have the best model. Like, a lot of tasks you can do with just a good model. And so I think they have, like, an okay model that can do a lot of tasks, but they're not releasing it as a standalone product. So it wouldn't really, I think, be able to compete in the market that way. But, yeah, I think Apple probably needs to cut some bloat at the company, probably needs to try to be a little bit faster on their turnaround times. You totally can do it. It just doesn't feel like they're that company anymore they used to be.
I mean, in my mind, I'm like, I feel like there's a little bit of pride going on too. Like, I feel like they could make a pretty good partnership. There's quite a few pretty great companies out there. I mean, I think of like Anthropic Claude. Now they are integrated with Google Docs and stuff, but why couldn't, you know, Apple partner with like are already really established, really, you know, top of their game AI company, or buy someone out even. I mean, I think they would have the funds to do that. I don't know. I feel like honestly, it's a little bit of pride.
Honestly, I think if they could have gone and tried to buy like 11 Labs or something, it could have really put them in a better position. They did make a partnership with ChatGPT to fulfill Siri. So like if Siri doesn't know the answer to a question, it just kicks it over to ChatGPT. But like, yeah, I don't know. I think it's just really not a good look that they're not able to do this in-house. They have so much money. They have so much talent. I feel like it's an execution thing at this point. Maybe they're so bogged down by the complexity of hardware that the software is suffering. I'm not sure. I feel like it should be a really big priority for them. And I'm not the only one saying this. I'm not just, you know, the only person here negative on Apple or something. The stock market also has not been treating Apple kindly as of recently with some of these updates. So I think they got a lot of work to do. Doesn't mean they can't come back from it, but I think they got to go fast. Otherwise, like personally, I'll probably switch from my iPhone to Google Pixel if I don't get Apple Intelligence. Like if they delay it one more time, I'm literally just going to get a Google Pixel. Google Pixel had the same like quote unquote Apple Intelligence feature like 6 months ago, man. So yeah. I'm just jealous.
Well, anyways, we'll keep you guys updated on any news coming out of Apple. If they do release AI powered Siri or something like that, we'll be sure to keep you updated. But in the meantime, be sure to check out the AI Hustle School community where you can get plugged in with over 300 other people who are actively using AI and making money with it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.